I worked very hard during those years, but every night when I went to bed, I thought of Gion. All the geisha districts in Japan had opened within a few months of the surrender, but I wasn't free to go back until Mother summoned me. She was making quite a good living selling kimono, artwork, and Japanese swords to American soldiers. So for the time being, she and Auntie remained on the little farm west of Kyoto where they had set up shop, while I continued to live and work with the Arashino family. Considering that Gion was only a few kilometers away, you may think I visited there often, and yet, in the nearly 5 years I lived away, I went only once. It was one afternoon during the spring, about a year after the end of the war, while I was on my way back from picking up medicine for little Juntaro at the Kamigyo Prefectural Hospital. I took a walk along Kawaramachi Avenue as far as Shijo and crossed the bridge from there into Gion. I was shocked to see whole families crowded together in poverty along the river's edge. In Gion, I recognized a number of geisha, though of course they didn't recognize me, and I didn't speak a word to them, hoping for once to view the place as an outsider might. In truth, though, I could scarcely see Gion at all as I strolled through it. I saw instead only my ghostly memories. When I walked along the banks of the Shirakawa stream, I thought of the many afternoons Mameha and I had spent walking there. Nearby was the bench where Pumpkin and I had sat with two bowls of noodles on the night I asked for her help. Not far away was the alleyway where Nobu had chastened me for taking the general as my Donna. From there, I walked half a block to the corner of Shijo Avenue, where I'd made the young delivery man drop the lunch boxes he was carrying. In all of these spots, I felt I was standing on a stage many hours after the dance had ended, when the silence lay as heavily upon the empty theater as a blanket of snow. I went to our okya and stared with longing at the heavy iron padlock on the door. When I was locked in, I wanted to be out. Now life had changed so much that finding myself locked out, I wanted to be inside again. And yet I was a grown woman, free, if I wished, to stroll out of Gion at that very moment and never come back. One bitter cold afternoon in November, 3 years after the end of the war, I was warming my hands over the dye vats in the annex when Mrs. Arashino came down to say that someone wished to see me. I could tell from her expression that the visitor wasn't just another of the women from the neighborhood, but you can imagine my surprise when I reached the top of the stairs and saw Nobu. He was sitting in the workshop with Mr. Arashino, holding an empty teacup as though he'd been there chatting for some time already. Mr. Arashino stood when he saw me. "I have some work in the next room, Nobu-san," he said. "You two can stay here and talk. I'm delighted you've come to see us."